Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday,
everybody's ready for the weekend.
Hey,
we made it.
Thank goodness. Right? And Danny and Taryn are jumping their little hearts out.
Yes.
I am running on about 4 hours of sleep because I went to Cirque du Soleil last night and it was incredible.
So many of my friends must have been there as well because I was looking at a bunch of pictures and videos and I was like, man, I love those and they look great.
Oh, it was amazing. Your jumping, Taryn and Danny, was impressive, but not as impressive as last night.
Oh, wow.
Let's get to
John.
They're
more like the clowns of Cirque than the performers.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. John from Columbia City, are you there?
Dude, totally, dude. The Friday morning lady is hilarious, dude.
We love her.
We do. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Here we go.
For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Right. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Dude, I'm going to try for sure.
We got faith in you. What number are the Mariners retiring in honor of Ichiro Suzuki?
51.
Correct. What is the name of the robotic vacuum cleaner sold by iRobot?
Pass.
When it comes to computers, Roomba. What does... Yes. When it comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Computer processing unit?
No.
Pass.
What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
Blue Velvet.
No.
Twin Peaks.
No.
RIP Day Village. Don't know.
What is the flattest state in the U.S.?
Oh, God. Indiana, Ohio, or Illinois?
No.
He's at 3.
Oh, what was the name of Whitney Houston's first platinum single?
Need to dance with somebody?
No.
Somebody to dance with?
No.
Pass.
Oh, what animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
Koala bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo. John, you got 3 correct, and you were so close on 2 of those.
Dude, right on. Dude.
He was in the vein. In the vein, for sure.
Oh, man. I wanted to either give you a hint or just have Taryn whisper it to you.
You guys rule.
You rule too. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Ah, yes.
What number are the Mariners retiring in honor of Ichiro Suzuki?
Number 51.
You know it.
Ichiro.
What is the name of the robotic vacuum cleaner sold by iRobot? Oh,
Roomba.
Yes.
I want one so
When it
bad.
Comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Computer Processing Unit.
No.
Oh, that just went up. Central Processing Unit.
Wow, yes. What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
Toy Story?
No.
Good up? Guess.
No.
Toy Story 2?
No. Damn. What is the flattest state in the U.S.?
Nevada.
No.
New Mexico.
No.
Wyoming.
No. What was the name of Whitney Houston's first platinum single?
I want to dance with somebody.
Woo! Yes. What animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
That would be a possum?
No.
What was the question?
What animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
Koala bear?
Wow, yes. Steve, and with that, you got 5 correct.
Oh, no.
Not great, but you still won 5-3.
Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry, John.
Dude, you guys, man, thank you so much. Have a ripping weekend. And I want to do an all hockey, dude, questions.
Oh,
dude, let's do that sometime for sure. That'd be a blast. Who's your favorite team?
So it's Kraken, but it's the Red Wings and stuff.
Yeah.
But I took my son to the game last night, but he screamed for a goal so hard, but it just didn't happen.
Next time, John.
Oh my gosh.
Freaking Kraken disappointing this man's child.
I know. That's so sad.
How does the team go to bed at night knowing that?
John almost tied you. He said computer processing unit. You eventually got central processing unit. What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
I'm going to guess Monsters, Inc.
And you'd be wrong. Mm. Cars.
Cars.
Yes. And what is the flattest state in the U.S.? This shocked me.
Is it Nebraska?
No.
California.
No. It's
Washington.
No. It's Florida.
Huh.
Right? I would have never guessed that. Well, congrats on beating John.
Next Saturday, February 1st, is the annual Free Throws for MS event happening at the JCC on Mercer Island from noon until 3:30. It's one of many awesome Walk MS fundraisers happening this time of year. They will have Krispy Kreme donuts, and a ton of awesome people will be there supporting the National MS Society. You can grab all the info at freethrowsformS.com. We just talked about number 51 being retired. Ichiro Suzuki just voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he got all but one vote by baseball writers. Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times is one of the writers that gets to vote the players in.
I have a feeling he voted for Ichiro, though.
I think you're probably right, Steve. We're going to chat with Ryan after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Sports fans in Seattle and beyond are absolutely beaming over the news that Ichiro is going into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Steve Miggs.
Yes, and the numbers being retired as well. It's great news for Mariners fans.
And who better to chat with about this entire process than someone who actually got to vote in the Hall of Fame voting process? That would be Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Ryan. We got to make sure, though, you did vote for Ichiro, right? We don't need to get to the bottom of this now, do we?
Well, you know, if I had known, he came out and said at his Hall of Fame press conference that he wanted to drink whiskey with the person and discuss life with the person who didn't vote for him, I wouldn't have voted for him.
So right?
I mean, I know him a little bit, you know, and stuff, and I've had plenty of conversations, but the chance to drink whiskey with Ichiro and talk about life's mysteries would be pretty great. I joke with some other friends that I have pretty bad ADD, and I did my ballot, and then I usually take a picture of it so I can post it to Twitter.
Right.
I forgot to post a picture of it, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, did I do my ballot too fast and not vote for him? But I'm pretty certain I checked his name first.
Wouldn't that be funny if this is all boils down to somebody forgot and meant to vote for him, and it turns out that that's the case? But, Ryan, I do want to ask you, like, so a lot of people were complaining, was it like 394 writers voted, only one didn't vote for Ichiro to go into the Hall of Fame. Why do you think somebody would not vote for Ichiro? Is it like someone that's like a contrarian, that's someone that doesn't believe anyone should be going in the first ballot? What do you think would, I know you can't get inside the mind of someone that we don't know, but why would you think someone wouldn't vote for Ichiro?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's one as kind of like what they call ballot manipulation, and it's, you know, you get 10 votes, and so sometimes guys will not vote for a certain player because they want to use the vote on somebody else. So you get 10 players you can vote for.
Oh.
And they have to have a minimum of 5% on the of the votes to stay on the ballot. So, like, I voted for Felix Hernandez this year. I believe he's a Hall of Famer, but, like, I wanted to make sure that he got – He remained on the ballot so people can kind of continue to look at him. Similar to Edgar Martinez back in the day. So that's the big thing. I think sometimes guys might manipulate it a little bit in that way. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I really felt like Ken Griffey Jr. should have been the first unanimous player, and three guys didn't vote for him a few years ago. So it's just, you know, and there may be an old guy, an old contrarian, says I don't believe that anybody should be unanimous or, you know, like that, because you know, Babe Ruth wasn't unanimous when he was up for the Hall of Fame, which is pretty crazy.
Is there only one unanimous? Is it Mariano Rivera? Is that the only unanimous?
Mariano Rivera, of all the people you would think, right. It's like, I mean, he's a reliever, and that there's only a handful of them in Major League or in the Hall of Fame. So I find it a little odd, but because Derek Jeter, who is like the most beloved player, and you know, a lot of on the East Coast, he wasn't a unanimous either. So it's just a weird situation where, and I think Ichiro, who had a stellar career in Japan and a stellar career in Major League Baseball, and the Baseball Hall of Fame encompasses all professional leagues.
Yep.
I think he should have been a unanimous guy.
We're chatting with Ryan Divish, writer for the Seattle Times, about Ichiro going into the Hall of Fame. And out of curiosity, Ryan, you get your ballot. How much time do you have before it's got to be submitted?
You get a couple months, essentially. I think you get them at the end of November, and you have till or in mid-November, and you have till about January 1st to send them in. I you know, I have a pretty good idea. I do a lot of reading on it, but I have a pretty good idea of who I want to. I've been doing this now since 2018. I mean, you have to wait 10 years to get the chance to vote. You have to be in the Baseball Writers Association for 10 consecutive years to have the chance to vote. So I did, my first year was the year Edgar got in, and I, you know, I've been voting ever since, and I take it pretty seriously. Although, again, I might not remember my ballot. So.
Dude, you mentioned Felix Hernandez, and I'm going to give you a problem. If you haven't read Ryan's article about Felix Hernandez and why you will vote for him in the Hall of Fame, it's on the Seattle Times, and it's a great read. And for me, he's my all-time favorite Seattle Mariner. I've always loved Felix Hernandez. So brings a great smile, big smile to my face to see all that great stuff that you wrote about him and the fact that you're going to keep banging the drum for him to be in the Hall of Fame. Do you think eventually, I know he was at like 20-something percent this year, do you think at some point Felix will be in the Hall of Fame?
You know, I in my story, I said I didn't think he would get in. But, you know, getting 20% of the vote, I think, does help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going to be important is the voting base continually shifts. Older guys that are no longer working as baseball writers lose their status after a couple of years. So I think that changes as well. And you're going to get a younger voting base. Voters that remember Felix were there, you know, covered him or saw him at his apex, and will understand that maybe, you know, that a guy that was one of the two best pitchers in baseball for 9 consecutive years, it probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Ryan, do you think we'll ever find out who didn't vote for Ichiro?
So I don't think so, because we never found out for Griffey, and Larry Stone, our former columnist, actually tried to figure out who the three guys were that didn't vote for Griffey. You know, and he's no Sherlock Holmes by any means, but, like, he could not get it. And the public ballots will come out. So you can, on the ballot, you can check the option to keep it anonymous or make yours public. And so the voters that opted to make theirs public, those ballots will be released on February 2nd, I believe. But most of the people that say they're willing to have their ballots public have already posted it to social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. My guess is that the one voter will remain anonymous.
Yeah, I think that guy's going to keep that to the grave.
Either that or it'll be some baseball writer in Seattle with bad ADD that tried to do his ballot.
Ryan Divish, thank you so much for chatting with us about Ichiro this morning. We're super excited. We knew you would vote for him, and thanks for giving us a little peek behind the curtain of that process.
I appreciate it. I hope Dude Looks Like a Lady wasn't like my walk-up music. I would have went Stone Temple Pilots or Pearl Jam.
Next Hell time yeah. For sure.
Favorite Pearl Jam record, since we're asking you.
Okay, so that's really difficult for me, but, like, you know, the 10 albums, great. And Jeff Amen is actually a guy I played basketball with in Missoula, Montana, when he was living there part-time. And so I don't really have a favorite. Some of the songs that Jeff wrote are probably my favorite ones, but like, you know, I'm just, you know, Ledbetter, and I can't go wrong with any of them.
Right on, my man. Well, thanks for taking some time out, and hopefully we get to talk to you when the Mariners season gets going.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Rock on, Ryan. We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Coheed and Cambria with Taking Back Sunday at Chateau St. Michel Winery on September 21st, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from our dear Rockaholics, and we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so give us a call if there's anything that you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were on a quest to find the oldest working Rockaholic.
It's all because Pete Carroll just announced this morning, if you haven't heard, he's now the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders at the age of 73, and he signed a 3-year deal. So that's going to make him go until, my math is correct, 76.
Look at you, Steve. Boom. Big brain. And Paula from Bothell is calling in to talk about what you do for a living at the age of 70, Paula.
Okay, so what I do is I work in the what they call back office, and I handle like the credit card issues, gift card issues, computer issues, receiving, all kinds of different things that people don't realize that somebody even kind of does. Steve, I'm very disappointed in you.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
You are not getting the Italian questions right.
Oh, is this Paula that we met at the Metallica show?
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Paul? You're not 70.
Yes, I'm 70. I turned 70 in November. We had a party in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Paula, you are the best. I think of you every time there's a question about Italian food or anything that's somewhat Italian. I'm like, oh, man, I got shamed that one time at the Metallica concert. My mind is blown. I would have never. You look fantastic. Not that 70s, like, you know, old, but like, you know, like I was pegging you for like late 50s.
No. I turned 70 in November.
That's awesome.
And I actually, four of my children live in Las Vegas. And my 90-year-old ma came from New York State to my birthday party. Oh, yeah. Like, if you think I kick butt, you should meet my mother.
You guys are good genes.
So are you, on average, like, how old are the people that you work at Home Depot?
Yes.
Like, who are you, like, what are you saying? Like the average age ranges of the people that you're working around?
Probably. I mean, there's a huge gap between like 30 and 45. There's quite a few that are like under 30, mm-hmm. and then there's quite a few that are like over 50. And so it's, you know, it kind of, you know, it varies. I mean, and it's funny because, like, listening to you guys, you keep me young. Like, there's all kinds of stuff I don't know anything about, you know?
We're here to help, Paula.
Paul, you're the best.
I do not. Well, and, you know, I don't have TikTok. I don't have Instagram, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, I just don't use any of this. Oh, I'm into cybersecurity. I'm going to college for cybersecurity.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know, I've been doing computers for 30-some-odd years, you know. I mean, so, yeah.
Well, Paula, if and when you ever decide to retire, please invite us to the retirement party.
Yes.
It'll probably be in Vegas.
Okay,
Love it.
I'm warning you right now. Yes, it would probably be in Vegas. And, yeah, I've been to some of those strip clubs down there.
Oh, Paula! All right. Paula, you just keep getting better.
Paul, what's your favorite one then?
Probably the OG, Olympic Garden.
Male and female dancers, depending on which way you go. Yeah.
Paula, you are our people.
I'm a little bit sick in the head. That's, you know, I mean, I don't feel like I'm 70. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure what it's supposed to feel like, but it's like, yeah, it's.
No, I feel even like turning 50, I was like, I don't even know. Like, when I was a kid, I looked at 50 as like, that's when you just start dying. Like, it's crazy that when you become that age and you're just like, I'm feeling pretty good. Things are good. Like, I don't know what this age is supposed to be, but I'm very happy where I'm at.
Right. You know, and I think the biggest thing is to keep active, number one. And to keep learning, you know,
yeah.
I love school, reading, you know, that kind of stuff. But honestly, you guys stumped me on all the little modern stuff because I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. And, you know, I actually have to take my cell phone sometimes out of my office and ask the kid that works that's in his 20s. My grandson will text me something or my granddaughter. And I'm like, what in the heck is that? You know, and he has to translate it for me. It's pretty comical.
Well, we love you, Paula. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
And I love you guys. Honest to God, you know, you really keep me going. And and I'm so proud of Sarah. She actually was able to put the extension number in to call me.
Right on, Paula. Have a good one.
Well, keep living a good long life. Pasta and strip clubs.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's go.
Nick's question for you, has Tatum dropped a curse word yet?
I mean, she curses like a sailor all day long. It's great. C words, B words, F word. No, I'm kidding. No, she has yet to curse, thankfully.
Yesterday was...
Except inadvertently. She has said what she thought was saying clock, but she said a different word.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a little bit of a rough one because my 5-year-old son said a bad word, and it was a really bad word. So what word was it? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, I was driving Barrett and his best buddy home from martial arts. And during that drive, they started talking about Captain Underpants, which I'm totally unfamiliar with.
I've heard the name, but I don't think I've ever watched. You know Captain Underpants?
It's a book series, first off, so you can watch the movies, sure. But if they go back to when I was a kid.
So while they're talking about Captain Underpants, it's a lot of like, they're talking like, they're saying like poop and fart and all this stuff. Is that part of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's
okay.
It's
in his underpants. I mean, what's next after you take your underpants off?
Well, so of course, they're 5 and 6 years old. They're back there giggling all about this. And then as I'm dropping off Barrett's best buddy, I put the car in park and I hear him drop an F-bomb.
Was he like saying, see you later, effer?
So I don't even know. I didn't even get the context in which he said it. But here, I think just the conversation just migrated to that out of nowhere. And so I had to...
How'd you handle it?
Well, his bestie was still in the car, and I had to be like, guys, not okay. These are grown-up words. We don't say bad words like that. And if you said that at school, you'd get in a lot worse trouble.
That's why I'm a bad parent. I'd start giggling and say it again. Use it in a different way.
Oh my God. Yeah, it definitely caught me off guard. But they were like giggling, so funny.
If Tatum, if she's going to curse in front of one, she's better off cursing in front of me, because I think I'll handle it as kindly as I can, whereas if she curses in front of Mom, I feel bad for her.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mom's not going to have any of that.
Heck yes. No.
I don't even like swearing in front of your wife.
No.
No.
I don't either.
I get very nervous. I'm like, oh, no.
Sometimes
oh,
I'm
no.
talking to my hockey buddies on the phone, and F-bombs are flying left and right, and then she comes downstairs, and I'm like, fudge, and shoot. And
fiddlesticks.
Yeah. And I'll see you next Tuesday, buddy.
cold French fries led to a shootout at a fast food restaurant. We're going to tell you all about that during the Daily Migs download after Måneskin.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Happy Friday, Ryan Castle.
And to you, Taryn Daly. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Big gunfight at a Wendy's in Kentucky.
This is a Wendy's.
Well, you better serve some hot fries there because it all started because of cold fries. The employee was shot in the butt. But she's going to be okay. But she was also arrested because she then pulled a gun out as well. And apparently she's on a felony probation at the time. Not allowed to have a gun. So both of these idiots are now behind bars.
Just make those fries hot. We won't have a problem. Former Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll is now a Raider. The Las Vegas Raiders have just named Coach Pete at the age of 73 on a 3-year deal. So congrats to him.
And chance for a fourth. I don't know if that's just because they have to do a physical or something along those lines. It's crazy. Kraken got shut out yesterday, 3-0 to the Washington Capitals. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 43 degrees. Going to be sunny.
Wow.
Gesundheit. You're welcome. The DMT's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.